أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, we all are aware that today is the Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah, the 15th of Sha'ban, 1443. Hence, we have just 2 weeks left for the Ramadan, for the great honorable month of Ramadan. So the first question we need to ask ourselves, what is the meaning of Ramadan? Surah number 2, Surah Baqarah chapter 2, verse number 185. Almighty Allah mentions Ramadan and in conjunction with the noble Quran to show us that fasting is a duty and tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So that is what we need to understand. The only months among the Islamic calendar that are mentioned in the Noble Quran explicitly is the month of Ramadan. So we all are, our mothers, sisters are busy, Ramadan di tayyari, tayyari kar rahi hu. They're making their bhajyas and samosas and whatever. Brothers, sisters, remember the real preparation of Ramadan is what? Tahriqu dhunub. The meaning of Ramadan, to incinerate and burn our sins. From now, my brothers, already we should be burning our sins. Then we read the two du'as taught to us by the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban, but Rajab is finished. So we say, Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Ya Allah, grant us barakah in these remaining days of Shaban and spare us for the honorable month of Ramadan. And the hadith in Mishkat and the second hadith in Kanzul Ummal and Tabarani. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, prepare, save us for Ramadan. No mishap, no accident, no sickness. Wasallim Ramadan alana. Ya Allah, protect Ramadan for us. We don't have controversy, unnecessary, and so forth. Wasallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, all our good deeds, our speech, you accept it in your divine court, O beloved Allah. So these are the du'as we should be reciting, inshallah. Now, from today till Ramadan Mubarak, what should we do? Each one of us, my brothers, if we want to, we can accomplish it. Agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do it, then you will look for 1,000 excuses. You were there, my brother, or my sister, when our father, mother, grandparents passed away, sometime in our own arms. And they said, Yi manjo arman ai. This is my last wish and desire. How much importance we attach to it. So my brothers, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my heart's desire, my ardent desire. Every one of you, O Ummah, you should by heart Surah Yasin. Surah 36, 83 verses, after Jummah, today after Asr, you start. And inshallah, before Ramadan, during Ramadan, you complete it, how happy the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be. So that is our challenge. Amen. Number two, my brothers, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the same words. The hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. You, the ummah, male, female, adult, and child. that every one of you by heart and memorize Surah Mulk Tabarakalladhi, chapter 67, 30 ayat, 30 verses. Every day from today we by heart memorize two verses. Before Ramadan Mubarak we'll be hafiz. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so elated, delighted, will intercede for us, my brother. Then Surah Baqarah is the longest surah chapter in the Noble Quran, 286 verses. These last two verses, Aman al-Rasul, Talfansurna al-Qawm al-Kafirin, were conferred and given to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember on the miraculous journey, the nocturnal miraculous journey of Mi'raj, the hadith is authentic in Sahih Muslim. But he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us, you have to by heart it, you have to memorize it. وَأَلِّمُوهُنَّ وَأَلِّمُوا أَبْنَاءَكُمْ, and teach your wives, teach your children, teach your family members the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. So these three things we all can do, my brothers. Learn Surah Yasin by heart, learn Surah Mulk by heart, and Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, and the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, and Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so pleased with each one of us. So at least that much we'll do, inshallah, brothers. Inshallah. The inshallah didn't come out very confidently. I think the brothers are fasting, so anyway, so we will exempt them for that. So now, my brothers, what else can we do? From tomorrow, today we are fasting, alhamdulillah. From tomorrow onwards, each one of us see. From the time I became baligh and mature, how many fasts did I miss? So I have qaza that outstanding. So we must ensure that we keep all the qaza, siyam and fast. Our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, states the hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. We were so engrossed and busy during the year, we used to keep our qaza fast during the month of Sha'ban. So each one of us from tomorrow, make sure that we're keeping our qada fast. Yes, you don't have qada, you want to fast the other days, Mondays, Thursdays, it's fine, there's no problem with that. Second one, calculate our zakat. Normally we want to pay our zakat in Ramadan, but what about the previous years, which we didn't pay our zakat? It's very good, we want to give this madrasa, this masjid, this darul ulum. It massages our ego, we feel very nice. But what about that which Almighty Allah made compulsory upon us? 5 years ago, 20 years ago, I did not calculate my zakat. So make sure, my brothers, all that, brothers and sisters, all the gold coins, jewelry, and what we have, so all that should be included. So we should try and ensure in zakat we pay extra. Third one, my brothers, make a program for the month of Ramadan. See, these are suggestions I'm giving you. You know your exact times and your timetables and all that, you will see that. So we wake up suhoor time, sehri time. How can it happen, my brothers, we awake suhoor time and we did not perform 2 rakat tahajjud salat? Minimum I'm speaking about. So every one of us, 2 rakat, 4, 6, 8 rakat, we awake 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whatever time. So make sure every day in Ramadan we perform tahajjud. There's no time now to explain, but I'll just explain to you one thing. You must know the glory, the beauty, the philology of the Arabic language. There are 2 words. What are the 2 words? One is wafa. That a person who's loyal, a person who's loyal to Almighty Allah, loyal to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loyal to his spouse and wife and children or husband and so forth, you call that wafa. Wa Ibrahim alladhi wafa. The opposite of it, the antonym of it is jafa. So we are disloyal, unloyal. So Allah is teaching us, if we understood the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Noble Quran, we fast asleep and we enjoying our sleep, whether with our wife or child or alone or whatever. Then 3 o'clock, 2:30, 3:30, we wake up. We make jaffa, oh bed, now I don't want to see you. Oh comfortable zone, I don't want to see you. I have an appointment now with my Creator, Allah Jalla Wala. That is what Allah is teaching us, that jafa junubuhum anil madaji yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'a. They are disloyal to their beds now because they want to show their love and loyalty to Almighty Allah. Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. He was offered kingdom. He said, take this kingdom. He said, what do I need your kingdom for? When in the darkness of the night I speak to the kings of kings, and that when I speak is much more valuable to me than your entire kingdom put together. Allah say munajat, in the darkness of the night, speak to Allah. So 2 rakat, 4 rakat, never miss this, my brothers. You, my sister, you in your ayyam, you in your napaki, no problem. You still speak to Allah. What you gonna do, each one of us? وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. Two places Allah Jalla Wala mentioned it. At Sehri time of Muslim, you should be the one to make istighfar. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. You know, Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah, someone came to him, told him, in our town, in our city, there's no rain, there's famine, there's drought. He said, make istighfar. After some time, the same day, somebody came, he said, I don't have children. He said, make istighfar. Then after some time, another person came and said, my business is going right down. He said, make istighfar. Maafi, any doctor, and you can see maybe someone, two doctors, they make maaf. So you go to the doctor, you say headache, you say panado. You go stomachache, you say panado. Your knee paining, toe paining, you say panado. So what I will say, you will say, this doctor here is a real busruk, his name is Dr. Panado. We will say that, isn't it so? So the student asked Hazrat Hassan Basri, the sage of the age, do you know who's Hassan Basri? Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, was born in Medina Munawwara. His tahniq was done by Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. When they brought him to the master, Sayyidina Umar, he took the date and he chewed it and inserted it in the mouth of Khaja Hassan Basri, and he made this dua. Allahumma faqqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him profound understanding of deen. Wa habibhu ila nas, and make him beloved to humanity. When I was in Iraq, in Baghdad, so I love books, you know, Arabic books. This small book, Kutayb, we call in Arabic. So Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri, Al-Wa'iz Al-Bakka. So this incident is mentioned there as well. Who is Imam Hasan Al-Basri? So he told his student, you said, Ustad, how come 3 different people you gave the same prescription? He said, Amma qara'at al-Quran, you didn't read the Quran? Surah 71, Surah Nu, go read verses 10, 11, 12 and see. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Make istighfar, O Ummah. Allah is of forgiving, very forgiving. Yursili sama'a alaykum midrara. Allah will send beneficial rain for you. Today we all worried about the rain, the dollar, the rupee, and hello pesa, and what and what. Wa yumdidukum bi amwal. Allah will increase your wealth. Wa baneen. Allah will bless you with pious children. Allah is giving us guarantee. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. These are the worldly benefits. You stood up, woke up early in the morning and cried to Allah. Allah says, I'm giving you my Jannat also. I'm giving you the rivulets and streams of Jannat also. So my brothers, it's a win-win situation. So one, our tahajjud. Number two, our istighfar. Number three, in the darkness of the night, go into the sajda in the confines of your home. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْسِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. His authentic hadith, remember in Sahih Muslim. When we go into sajda out of salat, then Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So beg Almighty Allah, we all got needs, there are impediments, obstacles, we know the crime, corruption going on. The Muslim world, we know what's happening. So brothers, Ramadan, Allah is giving us. Mango, ask and I'll give you. Ask and I'll give you. So that is the third one. Fourth one, you, my mother, sisters, wives, daughters, we all know about khajur and dates iftar time. Almighty Allah states, Surah 3 verse 31, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. The hadith in Abu Dawood in Mishkat Sharif, ni'ma suhurul mu'min at-tamr. The best sehri suhur pre-dawn meal you can have is dates. So make sure that today we are fasting, alhamdulillah. Did we have dates? No, we forgot. So in Ramadan, don't forget that every day in Ramadan Mubarak, place the dates there on the dastarkhan, on the table, and you partake of it to revive the sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iftar time, we all know, I'm speaking of sehri time. So that is a sunnah which we have neglected. Then daily make time for tilawatul Quran. From now, program yourself. Where will I go for my salat? Where will I perform my taraweeh? And so forth and so on. Don't go to that masjid where the imam is not performing taraweeh. He became Imam Ferrari. You understand? Just Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You don't know, my brothers, how fortunate you are. Take Durban, take Natal, take South Africa. Every masjid got 2-3 imams or more. Because we have so many huffaz. Hada min fadlillah, hada rahmatu rabbi. The grace, the mercy of Almighty Allah. In my travels, I'll just give you one incident. When I went to South America 4-5 times, my last travel to Bolivia, you go to Uruguay, you go to Brazil, quickly I tell you, whole Bolivia, not one Hafiz, not one Alim. Our South African Maulana had to come and he and his son performed. I was in Santana in Brazil, so then I asked them in Ramadan, a certain time I reached, who's all this? They said Palestinians. Very good. I love Palestinians. So we spoke all that, so that Imam, he got so happy. I'm not passing fatwa. I'm relating to you what happened. So you must remember, Maghrib to Isha was meals. Isha time came. So the Imam stood up. He said, Ja a Sheikhun Kabir. A big Sheikh came. They looked at my size, you know. So this type of things, yeah. Normally they read 8 rakats. I'm not getting into that discussion. He said, tonight we won't read 8 rakats, we will read 4 rakats. From 20 they made it 8, from 8 they made it 4. This is Santana in Brazil. So I'm right behind him after Isha. So he takes the big stand and he looks inside and he reads one page, Allahu Akbar. Then again he looks at the second page, Allahu Akbar. And 4 rakats he read like that, 2-2. Then he told me, Sheikh, come speak and all. So I told him, Sheikh, this now you will make discount with the witr also, you know. Read the witr and then we will speak. See, hala. Imagine. You go to Uruguay, never mind. Imam and Hafiz, there is not one single masjid in whole Uruguay. 5 million people, my brothers, and 1,000 Muslims. Remember, there isn't a single masjid. Today, as I speak to you, isn't.
No.
There were 3 masjids, but the Muslim did not go. So the government took one and made it a church. I saw my own eyes. The other one, they made it, remember, a museum. And other one, they demolished it and made it offices and they use it for their sib, halat. What you do when you go there, you just cry. Alhamdulillah, our ulama, our hufaz are going and they're performing taraweeh. Quickly, I tell you about Uruguay. So one day we were there. So when, you know, I give talks there, Asr to Maghrib. So I saw 2 policemen, white guys, they came, they were sitting there. So I asked the Maulana, are they looking for me or what? Because there I don't speak no politics, nothing, you know. Yeah, we talk all. I said, no. Yeah, one husband, he gave his wife a good hiding, so wherever the wife go, 2 policemen come. I said, subhanallah, one wife get hiding, 2 policemen come, South Africa, they'll kill 3 women, no policemen will come. You know, don't know how things work anyway. So then I spoke all that. Then Maghrib came. I told our brothers, don't give them now dates only. Give them some nice samosas, bajjas. You know South Africans, we masters in all. So an elderly and one young guy. So thereafter now, so we read taraweeh, we read all that. Now we're coming out. After 8 rakats, 90% run away. So anyway, we read finish. So now when we're going out, one youngster came. He said, Mufti, you know what happened? I say, what? He said, the policeman read taraweeh. We know he's not Muslim. I said, very good. So he's wondering, he's telling me, and I'm saying, very good. So he said, but you don't know how he read. I said, how he read? He said, he read like this. First he put his hands here by the chest. Then he got tired, he put by his neighbor. Then he got tired, he put by the side. And after salam, he ran away. I said, very good he did. Now that youngster is really perplexed that everything he's saying, I'm saying, very good. So I said, bhai, when he started, he was a Shafi. He put his hands here. Then he got tired, he became a Hanafi. You see? Then he got tired, he became a Maliki. Then he made salam and then he became Salafi, he ran away. You know how these guys, they run away and all this type of thing. See, for me and you, it's a story. Next time I went, just casually I asked, policeman ka kya hal hai? They say, policeman to Musalman ho gaya. He didn't make huzu, he's not Muslim, nothing. But his one sajda Allah loved, Allah gave him iman. My brothers, I want you to appreciate this, the Quran Sharif. It was, it is the greatest gift Almighty Allah and mu'jiza Allah gave Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So read the Quran daily. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam used to read to the master in Ramadan. And thereafter, open Bukhari Sharif. وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ Every day the Master alayhi salam, so generous. The Arab alim explained this hadith so beautifully. مَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمْ كَلِمَةَ لَا إِلَّا فِي كَلِمَةِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهُ Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam during Ramadan would not say no, la. Make sure we have this one, have that one. Put a smile on the person. This year outside, he's standing there parking the cars, looking after the cars. Another one is busy, he's smoking something. Leave what they're doing. You show your love to Allah. Swadaqa. I love you, Ya Allah, Jalla Wala. I love you, O Mustafa Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most in the creation. I love Islam. Swadaqa. Swadaqa. Otherwise, it's lip service. Our deed and our creed must correspond with one another. So give out the charity in cash or kind every day. So I must make somebody happy and pleased. Every day, Quran tilawat. I give you 2-3 incidents quickly. My time is almost up. 3-4 minutes I have left. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, read his profile. At the age of 7, he became a hafiz of Quran, completed. At the age of 10, he bayhatted Muwatta Malik, his ustad's book. Muwatta by Imam Malik, he bayhatted the whole book. He had an African teacher, Habshi teacher, his first teacher in Makkah, Muslim bin Ibrahim Zanji, dark in complexion. He's studying by him, he's drinking Zamzam every day, he's born in Palestine, Gaza. At the age of 2, his father Idris passes away. His mother says, Beta, son, now we have to go Makkah. They come to Makkah, he's drinking Zamzam, he's studying by the African teacher. Muslim bin Ibrahim Zanji say, Oh Muhammad bin Idris, you're a genius, you're an abqari. So at the age of 15, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. At the age of 15, he wrote it down. They said, you start issuing fatwas and verdict, you're such a genius. That al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, in one Ramadan, my brothers, 61 khatam. Daytime one Quran, nighttime one Quran, and on the Imam's Musalla one Quran. We not Imam Shafi, we ordinary mortals, my brothers. But at least read the Quran Sharif. And say, what is Allah's message to me? Any verse you take, and you just see, you will see how inspired you will be, how motivated you will be. Number 2, my brothers, there's a, if you study Asma'ur Rijal, you study our history of all the men who are mentioned in the hadith books. So we have more than 500,000. We're the only people on the face of the earth who have this. We call this Asma'ur Rijal wa Nisa. So Allama Zahabi wrote a book, Siyaru A'lam in Nubala. In there he writes the incident of Abu Bakr Ayyash. Abu Bakr Ayyash is the great awliyaullah, friend of Almighty Allah. Sufi, as you will say, like we got Hafiz away, Sufi, the Sufi family. Allah Jalla wa'ala reward them, those who passed away. Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So now he was a Sufi. He is in Sakarat. His sister is there and she's weeping, sobbing, crying. He tells her, why you cry, Ya Ukhti? He says, but you're leaving. Al-firaqu murrun. When you separate, it's very bitter. He says, don't cry for me. You see there, wa ashara ila musalla. And he gestures, points to his musalla. He says, Ya Ukhti, I, Abu Bakr Ayyash, completed the Quran Sharif on that musalla 7,000 times. When Allah loves me, He gave me the tawfiq to read Quran. And that Quran Sharif will intercede for me. I love to meet Almighty Allah because I was in love with Kalamullah. Amen. You see, brother? So if we don't make time for Quran, we don't make time for dua, then Almighty Allah has a very strong warning and stern warning for me and you, brothers. When we don't raise our hands, we say, no, everything is fine. What I need to make dua? Surah 25, verse 77, the last verse of Surah Furqan, the criterion. So Almighty Allah is warning us. You see, husband, wife, you have argument. What the husband tells his wife? You do my way or you catch the highway? You think our wives will keep quiet? They'll tell you which one, the alternate route or the toll road. You know today, democracy. You know, sir? So Allah is telling us, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ مُجھے کوئی پرواہ نہیں تمہارا اگر تم نے دعا نہیں کی. I have nothing to do with you if you don't make dua. Allah's ghadab, Allah's wrath, Allah's anger comes down. Go study the verses of the Noble Quran related to Ramadan, Surah 2, verse 183, 184, 185, 187. You see, I missed out one? 186. Allah speaks of Ramadan, and in between. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانٌ. When they ask you, Ya Rasulullah, Habibana sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about me, say, I'm very, very near. And when they beg of me, ask of me, I will answer their prayer and their dua. So may Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala spare us for another Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala increase our love. The non-Muslims, they ask me on the radio, you listen. Say, AK, why you fast? So I said, we human beings are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. And you have one side, the angels, they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have desires. Other side, the satanic qualities. So during Ramadan, we imbue ourselves with the angelic qualities. No eating, no drinking, no fulfilling of conjugal rights while we fasting. We detach ourselves from the satanic qualities for a greater cause. What is the greater cause? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Ya Allah, for your love and your pleasure, I will not eat, I will not drink, I will not fulfill my desires. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, يَدَوُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ وَشَهْوَتَهُ لِأَجْلِي. O Muslim, you left your eating, drinking desires for my love. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. I will give you my reward according to my majesty, sovereignty, authority. اللهم جلنا من المقبولين. Allah accept us all. Make our khatima on iman. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد.